Hello and welcome to the Lessons by Me podcast. My name is Mary Allen Ogena and this is my weekly podcast where I share life lessons and life experiences with you.
On today's episode, I'll be talking to my mother around the theme of worrying. She's all the way in Mina and I'm here in Lagos, so we had a phone conversation. Let's begin.
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
So you're saying good evening for?
Why you now? Hello, May.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I want you to feel relaxed more.
Okay, I'm relaxed.
It's just a normal conversation, don't worry.
It's okay. I'm good.
Okay. So I'd like you to do the brief overview of yourself. I don't know, so that you can pretty much determine what you want people to know about you. But then I would like them to know how much of an amazing mother that you are.
Okay, I'm Caroline Allen Ogena. Yes, I'm a mother, a wife. Then, in the professional side, I'm an academic doctor, have a PhD in telecommunications engineering. I'm a lecturer, senior lecturer at the Federal University of Technology, MENA. Also, I'm a preacher. Yes. So I work with young people in entrepreneurial training. I'm a consultant. A trained consultant with safety methodology, encouraging entrepreneurial endeavors, and also a master trainer for financial literacy. Quite a lot of bag, Abby.
Yes, so plenty. See.
So, like I said, I'm a mother of three. And they are grown up now, they are all adults, so I can say I'm looking forward to being a grandmother. I hope they won't be waiting too long.
Okay.
Yes. I think that is what else you want to know? I think you'll ask.
Yeah, definitely. So that's fine. Like I told you before, why I wanted to do this is so that people get to learn from you as I have learned how to pretty much live a life free from worrying, how to not worry about stuff, how to be more chilled and relaxed about the things that happen around. So growing up with you, obviously, as my mother, I learned that from you. And sometimes when things go on, I'll just look around and I'm like, I'm not as worried as other people are worried. And I can say I learned that from you. So I want people to learn that from you through this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I'd like to start with, why don't you worry at all? Like, what's
the you look at it, I don't worry at all, but I don't worry unnecessarily.
Oh, okay.
I think there is no human that doesn't worry. Like when you told me about worrying, I said, I don't worry unnecessarily. That doesn't mean I'm not responsible. I have come to realize that worrying unnecessarily takes away something from you. So in life, when you've done the needful, when you've done what you can do within you, what is available to you, whatever the situation is, then you just rest your case and flow with the tide. That is one of the philosophy I have that helps me not to really worry.
Okay.
If the situation is before you, you think it through, you've done what you can do. It's like maybe you are in a crashing plane, for example. You put on your seatbelt, you've done all. Then you just relax and follow the ride. I just imagine yourself that you're on a flight. Yes. And then when it comes to... So in such a case, I always look at it that when you worry unnecessarily, you have 2-0. 2-0 in the sense that you have lost something, the situation is not good, and then you are also losing your peace. That is what happens when you worry unnecessarily. It doesn't mean you don't worry at all, but you just relax when you've done the needful. Yeah.
So what is in a situation where you can't think of anything to do?
When you can't think of anything to do, you know, I think maybe let me go back a little bit when I now realize and build on it that you will now say, I don't worry. There has always been, I think, I can't say that I just came up and not to worry to this extent, to have so much confidence and faith. But my mom also had never, don't really worry too.
Aha, so it flows in.
Yes. So I think I took it also from her. She has this confidence and this assurance. Like when you're traveling, when you are out, she doesn't hope for evil. So she looks forward to the best. So she's not anxious, checking on you. Are you okay? Are you this? She just enjoys her day, knowing that she has done what she should have done for you. And she commits everything to God. So when I started raising my kids, and they were quite young, I remember, you know, mothers could really be anxious and worried.
Yeah.
So one day I decided to go to a meeting. The kids were home. I was anxious. I couldn't concentrate where I was. I was just fretting. Have they eaten? Will they be fine? And I knew I just had to be there. Babe, when I got back home, I met these kids playing. I said, I didn't even enjoy my meeting. I didn't enjoy my outing. I lost two things. I didn't enjoy where I was. And these ones I was just fretting for, we were just taking care of themselves. They were just fine. That was when I realized that sometimes when we worry too much, you lose both ways. Because the truth about it is that even the kids that have no parents, somehow, somewhere, care is taken up. They are taken care of. So while you are there, if you have to be somewhere else and there is nothing you can do about it, then you just relax yourself and just lift your eyes to the sky and say a word of prayer. And when you've said a word of prayer, just hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. I think if at all we've not learned anything in being unnecessarily worried, is this pandemic that we found ourselves.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I asked a lady that she wouldn't even take a weekend for off her shop, off her store. She must go to work. If I don't open my shop, I can't eat. Nothing works. And she stayed home without opening her shop for 2 months. I looked at her. I say, Rose, you are looking so refreshed. And so he said, it's God, though. I said, so they had always been God, even when you wouldn't take a break. Yes. Sometimes you take a break, you take a breath and hold your peace. Because you didn't create this world. You didn't put one stone over another.
Sure.
There is a force that makes it work out for you. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, so I'd like, can you like share can you share a time, like a difficult time that you had, like recently, that not worrying pretty much helped you go through that time easier, a bit easier than you would have if you were worrying?
Maybe recently.
Yes.
I think I've just been so used to not really worrying.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So it seems like, you know, when I, like that instance I was trying to relate, when I found out that they were just fine, I now began to build on, you know, develop that habit of trusting the fact, having trust, not just trust in God to make things work out, but even trust in your partner, trust in your children. So I began to have that trust that has made me come to an extent. Most of them said, you don't worry. There was a situation that occurred, and you know, you would have just worried and fretted so much. And I discovered that, let me relate the instance to you.
Okay.
It happened that I had so many situations now. I'm trying to get one that would really play, but I think as someone in the house, you can always look at that. It happened that I had to leave the house, and when I left the house, I still had something on fire. Where I was, there's no way I can go back. Even going back, the situation was so much that going back was not possible. I tried to make a call. There was no way I could make a call. You know, if you imagine such a situation, you have your something on fire, you can't go back. You just realized it that you didn't switch off the gas. Your house could go down, everything could get burnt. And where you are right now, there's just nothing you can do about it. In such a situation, you know, you would want to worry so much.
But
I just took a word of prayer and just prayed and held my peace. Because there was just nothing I could do. I didn't have my phone with me. There was no one I could call. You just can't through your brain, and there's just not a solution right there and then. And you ask God that orders everything to order it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I held my peace, and I just concentrated in. There's a way it works. Just hold your peace and know that it is well. Because you can't come back from the distance. There's just nothing you can do about it. And by the time I came back, I was just coming back to see what has happened. There's always something that I said, whatever happens, there will always be a way out. Whatever happens, there's a way out. By the time I got home, I discovered that, as I was just leaving the house, someone came back. My husband came back and found the things on. He decided to come home when he never wanted to, and saw the things, the gas was on, and he switched it off and saved everything. So I now imagine that if the session, what I was doing there, if I had kept fretting and worrying and, you know, making it all not work out, I would have lost both ways. I would have come back to meet it solved. So there have been 101 situations I have seen solved. Like I said, not to worry does not mean that you are not responsible. When you have done the needful, when you have done all you can do within your limitations, within your human limitations, then you rest your case. And you discover that what you look at to be a river is just a mirage in your front. That is what worry takes away from you. It takes away your joy. It takes away the joy of every situation that you have, and makes life far less beautiful. So many people, they see me, they say, you're always smiling, you're always happy. I'm happy because the troubles of today, like the word of God said, he said the troubles of today is enough for itself.
Yeah.
The troubles of one day is enough for itself. Why would I carry the one? Because what I'm worrying about can only be tomorrow. It's not today. Today is before me now. So today, I do today. You do today, and you worry for tomorrow. Boy, why worry for tomorrow? Who told you that there's going to be a tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah. it just gets me thinking really deep as to how sometimes we just fret over things that are not necessary. So I think yesterday I was having a conversation with a friend, and I was just fretting about so I pretty much don't have. So you know how they ask this question of where do you see yourself in 5 years? What's your plan for the future? Type of thing. And I was just talking to this friend. I was telling the friend, like me, I don't know. I don't exactly have an answer to that question. It's not that I don't see myself becoming better or something, but I don't know what 5 years is going to bring. So I was kind of worried that, okay, am I supposed to have this all figured out? Am I not supposed to have it all figured out? Should I just relax and just focus on making the best of each day? Like, I was just like in this place of worry, honestly. So this has pretty much helped me.
Okay. So what happens is that you take what you have to do today. You know, it's good for you to have projections where you see yourself in 5 years. Say, okay, I would like to be in this direction. Then you bring it down to today. What can you do today? What is to be done today? That is an important thing. So you take it one bit, one day, 1 week at a time, 1 year at a time, 1 month at a time. It makes it easier. And maybe I'll share with you a story that had always helped me.
Okay, please do.
In my, you know, it's a story that is always told in the village where I grew up learning this story, that they said, there's a saying, you don't beat a child that he will not go to farm tomorrow. Maybe you can remember, I've told you that.
I can't remember.
You don't beat a child up that he will not go to farm tomorrow. There was a story told of a father that called his children and said, tomorrow we'll all go to the farm. And one of their sons says, Dad, I'm not going to farm with you tomorrow. And he decided to flog. How would you go to farm? You have to go to farm tomorrow. And flogged the child. When by the break of day, the next day, it rained so heavily with so much thunderstorm and flood that nobody in their village went to farm. Unfortunately, the child has been beaten yesterday that he will not go to farm tomorrow. Did you get that?
Yeah, see the tomorrow and rain is falling and you're stuck at home.
You that even said you will go to farm, you didn't even go to the farm.
Yeah.
Many has worried so much and the pandemic just came and everything was put in a hold.
As in, like, people should just all chill and relax.
Yes, hold your peace. Hold your peace, yes. Because even the scripture tells us in the book of Philippians chapter 4, it says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. With prayer and supplication, make your request known. Once you've made your request known, just have hope, positive hope. Once you have positive hope, hope does not disappoint. What you can see, what you can think of, what you can imagine, you can attain. With that hope, so you don't. But when you don't have hope, you use only your eyes, your physical eyes. Then the things you see now discourages you, and they begin to make you fret, and you begin to worry. I'm supposed to have been promoted now. I'm supposed to be here. You are anxious. You are worried. The more worried you are, the less you get to where you are going to. So why don't you just take a breath? And just be happy for that day and do the little bit you can, the little you can in every point in time to make something positive and make somebody happy.
Okay, thank you. I feel like I've gained more from this than any other person that is going to listen to this.
Okay. No, that'll be my joy.
Yeah. So to wrap it up, what would be your advice to people that are like chronic worriers, like chronic in the sense that because of worrying they can't sleep at night, they can't do anything because they are worrying so much about something that's probably beyond their control or something, I don't know. So what would you advise for people that much of an extreme warrior?
Yes, there are people that have it quite extreme, while some are trying to work on it. Yes, maybe I don't worry at all. And then you have a partner that worries so much. And my advice is to always, you know, these things about worrying, sometimes it could build up. You know, you have always been used to having things organized. You have strength, you have so much. So I think being less worried comes out of one that has come from a weak point. When I mean a weak point is that, like, maybe a disadvantage end. You've come to discover that, yes, you've come to discover that, ah, I didn't have so much strength to go this far. And I was anxious that I won't get this far. Just for me to start, I now discover that there is help along the way. If you think positive all the time, knowing that every man needs a help and every man will get help one way or the other, that helps you not to worry.
Because,
yes, knowing that in life every man would get help, and the things you wish for will always come. What you wish for yourself, you try as much as possible to do it to others that you meet along the way. As you do that, you relax yourself, knowing that you didn't create yourself. You didn't send yourself even to be born into the family that you were, to be a Nigerian. Sometimes I ask someone, I say, oh, did you ever remember a time you asked God, I want to be a Nigerian? No. You didn't choose to be a Nigerian. So there's a song they sing then, maybe Agboni yo si mehiyale for years they sang that song in the church, the word I told my God I am going. But after some time, someone sat down and reflected, and the song was changed, the lyrics were changed to the word that is the Lord sent me to go. It is the Lord that sent me to this world. It has made provision for me. And there is one thing that you will know, that each man has his own gift, has his own destiny, and the world will add up to make it to work out for you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Look at what you have in your hand today, and look at what you need to do today. If you need to get somewhere, ask yourself, what are the qualifications that are required? Do I have those qualifications? If you don't, then start to study. What do I need to do right now? If I want to go to the university, I don't need to get all the money to go to the university. I only need the money to buy jam form first.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Get the admission one at a time. Get the admission. After the admission, then you go for registration, is it not? After just that is how I take my life, baby. Just one at a time. And you see the things coming into place, falling into place, just like it has been. So just know what it is that you need to do today. Someone tells me, I can't because there's no one to sponsor me. I say, you don't want to go to school. It's not about, I can't start a business because there is no one to start it. I met a young girl. I want to start a business of a restaurant, but there is no one to give me capital. I laughed. I looked at the handbag she was holding and the phone she was holding. I said, what do you need to start your catering business? He said she needs cooking pot. I said, is there no cooking pot even in the compound you stay? You just need the will and the decision right then. So it's not the money that you need. Money is neither a need nor a want. Identify what you need today and see how it plays out. They fall into place, and hope will never disappoint. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
This really, what's the word? I don't know, it made me way more relaxed and calm.
Yes.
Focused on what I can do each day. Yeah, rather than worrying about what the future holds, what will life be like after pandemic, you know, the usual things we trouble ourselves with. So this has,
is my hair going well? Is my cheek fine?
Yeah. Oh,
it's just not necessary. Am I beautiful enough? Am I tall enough? So many worries. You can't even add a height to yourself. You can't change. There are a lot of things you can't change. So the prayer is that, ask ask yourself, grow in wisdom and knowledge to know the things that you can change about yourself and the things that you cannot change, the situations that are before you that you cannot change. You accept them and see how to weave them. You weave them, you weave around them, and you understand them.
Thank you so much. I'll come and disturb you again, Shaf.
No problem, no problem.
Definitely one of these days.
Okay, one of these days. Yes, I'll prepare something for you. Thanks so much. Oh,
thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
Thanks for honoring my invitation.
Okay. So just know that we should be anxious for nothing. Just hold your peace one day at a time. Today's trouble is enough for itself. I'm not even anxious for Nigeria because I know it well. Yes. Some people are even worrying. They can't sleep because they said, is the president, is the governor, is Obaseki going to win? Do your bit. Just do your bit. Yes,
get all that matters at the end of the day.
Do your own voting if you have to vote. Go to the polling station. Stay there and count your, let your vote count in that particular point. And you see, if all men will stand to do their bit, it will all work out. God bless you, my darling.
Amen. God bless you too.
Okay. Goodbye.
You're free to go now.
Goodbye.
Let me know what you think of this episode. And if you have any requests or anything like that, feel free to reach out to me via the links in the description box. See you next week for another episode.